Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Great song by Lee Greenwood. If you don't know that song, look it up and play it. You'll like it, I promise. I've heard him sing it in person many times. Let's sing this last part.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me on this Memorial Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. We're talking with our good friend Ken Davis. Ken the C. Davis is one of the resident historians in the Brain Trust, but I really like telling you about his books because they're very important. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about the American presidents and all the others, which you can find more about at don'tknowmuch.com, as I remember, Ken. Is that right?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website.
They can find all your books listed there, right?
You can find
a little
my books listed
them.
There.
What about your blog? You got a great blog. Where is it?
Thank you. It's on the front page of the website, don'tknowmuch.com. Okay. Today, the last couple of days, I've been posting more about the history and traditions and the meaning of Memorial Day. So,
Ken, one of the things that I've taken on in my role here over the years is reminding people that for all of the more than a million people that we've lost, who paid the ultimate price for our freedoms over the 200 plus years of our history of our country. Small business owners and people who work for small businesses. We used to call them shopkeepers, farmers, and craftsmen back when they were minutemen, but now we call them small business owners. They're associated with small businesses. Those people, that sector, has responded, especially in the last 100 plus years, as reservists and as National Guard. And wherever they've been deployed alongside the regular army, Ken, as you, I'm sure you know, they have suffered the same proportional number of casualties as the regular army. If they've been deployed at 20% of the army, they took 20% of the casualties. What do you think?
Sure. I think you're onto something very important there and something even larger, if I could expand on it, which is that we talk a lot about, I'd say we pay lip service to honor tradition, all these things, but very, very few Americans, the percentage of the country, have any affiliation with the military. It's always been that way. We leave the fighting up to somebody else for the most part. And that's changed a great deal, obviously, in the last 40 years with the all-volunteer army. If you go back to the Revolution, people didn't like professional armies. They were afraid of them. They feared them. They thought they were too expensive. They thought they were dangerous. So we've had this very kind of love-hate relationship with the military. But for most of our history, we're dependent on volunteers at the and those volunteers often came from exactly the groups you're talking about. There's also always been an element that goes back to the Revolution and certainly in the Civil War of a rich man's war and a poor man's fight. You know that the most entitled sometimes are the least likely to help out.
And Ken, since the end of the 19th century, when the reserve and the guard were formed officially, these volunteers have trained and have prepared themselves to be ready at a minute's notice, as I once was, and they're available. They made themselves available to be called up, And they have been called up. And,
well,
and
you know, when
you look at, World War II with the Korean War and the Vietnam War and et cetera, and these people, they're not regular Army people who've devoted their lives to being in the military. They have jobs and careers and businesses. So when they deploy, Ken, I want to remind people, when they deploy, they're not getting up out of their barracks. They're getting up out of their homes and leaving their businesses behind. They're separating from their lives to go answer a call.
It's very true, and it's very true whether it's, you know, shopkeeper or small business owner or the guy who, you know, loads your groceries sometimes,
right,
is the kid who's doing it on the weekends, and that's been part of our tradition going back to the beginning. As I said, the standing professional army was mistrusted at the beginning. The founders mm-hmm. didn't like the idea. One of the first laws passed under the new constitution was something called the Uniform Militia Act, which actually really compelled militia service for all free white men between the ages of 18, I think it was 49 back then. You were expected, and that's changed a great deal. And I think we have this day that we honor the loss, and we have Veterans Day where we honor the veterans. But I think for the most part, it's a feel good moment when there's a flyover at the Super Bowl and we salute the troops. But people don't think about the sacrifice and ordinary people who are doing this stuff.
And again, I'd like to encourage everyone, if you don't know someone by name who did pay this sacrifice, who did give their life for our country, I'd like for you to find a name and think of them today. What do you think, Ken?
I think that's a great idea. People do ask me all the time, what should I do? Read the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
It's beautiful. And Ken, thank you for being here. Good job. Give us the website one more time quickly, please.
The website is don'tknowmuch.com, and happy Memorial Day, even though it's not a happy day.
Thank you, Ken, for being here. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.